Finally. Finally here. Sorry, just give me a minute to catch my breath. Just, oh. You would not believe the difficulty I've had hoiking these cases across town. I mean, you would. I mean, that's a lot of cases. I mean, that is a lot of stuff. Who knew I had that much stuff? I mean, I did, but I didn't realize it was that much until I had to back it. It's a lot of stuff. Oh, but I'm here now, so we can get started on the project. Oh, the cases. No. It's not because they're heavy, because I'm a polar bear girl. I can do heavy. I'm really grr, you know. That's my face. It's just because, you know, there are so many of them. And, you know, there's only one of me and so many cases because I have so much stuff. Why do I have it with me? Well, I kind of got kicked out. And when I say kind of got kicked out, I got kicked out. My mum kicked me out. But it's fine, you know. It was time that I left home. I mean, I am a strong, independent polar bear girl. And I don't have anywhere to go. But, you know, it's fine. I'll find somewhere. And why? Why what? Why did my mum kick me out? It's just a small disagreement. A small, tiny, tiny misunderstanding, which I'm sure we'll sort out. I mean, you know my mum. Sometimes she's like a bear of a sore head when she bumps her head. She's very reasonable. I mean, my mother is so, so reasonable. She's not very reasonable at all. But it's fine. You know, I'm her daughter, her only daughter, and you know, she loves me. I mean, it would take a very big thing to make her not love me anymore. Like a unforgivable sin, but I mean, it's just a small misunderstanding. It is not a small misunderstanding. She kicked me out. I am never, ever going to be able to go back home. I am persona non grata everywhere. I mean, not just with family. I mean, everywhere. I am not welcome. But it's fine. I mean, it's absolutely fine. It's just, I fucked up. But it doesn't matter. We've got a project to do, so that's it. It really doesn't matter. You wouldn't understand. I mean, I'm not being rude. It's just, it's a polar bear girl thing. And you're not a polar bear girl. I'm a polar bear girl. Well, I'm not. No, it's not. Okay, I'll tell you. But, you know, you can't laugh because what you have to understand about my mum, in fact, what you have to understand about my whole family, no, actually, what you have to understand about polar bears, they're very, very traditional, like painfully traditional. And they have traditions that you know, you just do because they're traditions. And so, I mean, some of them are really dumb. I mean, not dumb. I mean, they are dumb. I mean, they're super dumb. I mean, it's so stupid. I can't believe I got kicked out for drinking Pepsi. That's just so dumb. Pepsi. I got kicked out of home for drinking Pepsi. No, you heard me right. Pepsi, the carbonated beverage. I mean, to be precise, it was Pepsi Max Cherry, which is, oh, so good. But not good enough to warrant getting kicked out of your home. I mean, almost, but not quite. Yeah, my mother came home and found me drinking Pepsi, and then she chucked me out. Physically. I mean, she picked me up and chucked me out. I mean, she was scary. I mean, terrifying. And I mean terrifying in the way that only a polar bear can be. You see, that's the problem. Everyone thinks that polar bears are all cute and adorable and all so fluffy. And we are. But when we're annoyed, oh, it's scary. So scary. I mean, look. terrifying, right? What, that was scary. That was not adorable. Look, no. Okay, let me try again. Rawr, rawr, stop thinking I'm cute. I'm not cute. I'm scary. Okay, I'm not scary, but my mother, so scary. And she chucked me out. What? Oh, no. She was going to set all this on fire. Did I mention that she's super traditional? Because she really is. I mean, she was going to set me on fire, but I can run a lot faster than she can. Anyway. I tricked her into coming outside by doing another very unforgivable thing. And then I got all my stuff and I scarpered. Well, I say scarpered, I mean I kind of lumbered because there are a lot of cases. I mean, they're not too heavy for me, they're just... It's just all my stuff. All of it. Bollocks. So what? What's difficult to understand? I got chucked out. My mum wants to burn me alive. My whole family wants to burn me alive. Every freaking polar bear in this city. Well, yeah, let's just say I might have to dye my hair. And that is going to take a lot of dye. But why did she chuck me out? Well, you're not listening. She came home to find me drinking Pepsi. Pepsi! See, I told you it was a polar bear thing. You just... Okay, I'll explain it to you. Polar bears only drink Coca-Cola. Only. Exclusively. Only Coca-Cola. And it's not like a personal choice thing. It's not a taste thing. It's a thing. Just a super traditional thing. If you're a polar bear girl, you drink Coca-Cola. It's the law. It's actually the law. I'm not even joking. It's illegal to drink anything else. And they are super scary harsh about it. I mean, they are zealots. Actual zealots. I mean, once this Pepsi delivery got lost and the driver came out and asked for directions, you don't want to know what they did. They tied him to a stake, baptized him in Coca-Cola, and set fire to his lorry. That's pretty extreme. I mean, my whole life it's been Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola. But you want to know what? I don't like it. I don't like Coca-Cola. There, I said it. I've said it. And you know what? It feels good to say it. I do not like Coca-Cola. I'm a Pepsi bear. I didn't want to be. This is not what I wanted. I didn't choose this. I never asked for this. Okay? I'm a polar bear girl. I am very family orientated. It's just they're all fucking crazy Coke fiends. What are you looking? No, Coca-Cola fiends. What did you think I meant? What, is it because we're white bears? I'm joking. Kind of joking. Look. The first time I had it, it was simple teenage rebellion. You know, the forbidden beverage. And then I liked it. And then I got scared because I liked it. And it's the forbidden beverage. And I didn't want to be alienated from my whole family. So, you know, I didn't have any more. Only I wanted more because it's so, so nice. It just tastes so not like Coca-Cola. And I hate Coca-Cola so much. Hate it. I mean, I tried not to. I really tried, but the compulsion, the need, the want, it was just too strong. Because Pepsi is glorious and delicious. It's everything that Coke isn't. So I figured I could just keep it on the down low. Just, you know, keep it a secret. But, oh. When I wake up in the morning, I need Pepsi to get me started. I mean, Coke just doesn't cut it. It has to be Pepsi. And so I So I did something really, really stupid. I snuck into the house, which was so dumb, and I was terrified. But it was so good to be able to drink Pepsi. Because I love Pepsi. Have I told you that I love Pepsi? Because I love it. I'm not addicted. I can stop any time. I just don't want to. Because it's so wonderful. And I got sloppy. I normally wait until my mother's gone, but she hadn't actually left the house. I was just, half asleep, drinking my Pepsi. She opens the door and not good. Well, that's an understatement. It was really not good. Now I'm homeless. I mean, I've got stuff. I just don't have anywhere to put it. What? I can stay with you. That's really nice of you. It really is. But you don't have to be polite. I'll sort something out and you've got a spare room. But what happened to your flatmate? Got arrested. For dealing. Dealing Coca-Cola. Well, you said Coke. I mean, it's understandable. I know what those Coke fiends are like. So you have a spare room? Is it quite a big room because I have a lot of stuff? It is. And it's furnished. Wait, did you say there's a mini fridge? So I could put Pepsi in my mini fridge and it'd be cold when I wake up. Because I've been drinking it lukewarm because obviously I couldn't have a fridge in my room because my mother would ask why. I could actually have cold Pepsi. Do you know how much I love cold Pepsi? I'm a polar bear girl. I love cold Pepsi so much. Are you sure? Are you really, really, really sure? Yay! That's amazing. You are such a good friend. Oh, I could kiss you. What? What was that? That? No, when I said that I could kiss you, you went all... No, you did. I mean, are you sure? Because I think we should talk about it, because that looked like you were having a fit. You went all red and... Are you sure? Okay. I mean, whatever you say, flatmate. Oh, this is amazing. So, should we... I mean, I know we have the project to do, but we could move me in. I mean, I can move myself in because I can carry all of that. I mean, it is a lot of stuff. I just really want to get the Pepsi in the fridge so it cools down. Because it's been... Of course it's Pepsi. Do you think I was going to leave it there for her to destroy? She really hates Pepsi. She's a zealot. Coke fiend. My mother. It's okay. I mean, it's not like I need a Pepsi now. I don't have a problem. I mean... I have been through a very stressful situation, but I don't need to have a Pepsi. Really? We can go move in now? Oh, you're the best. I love you. You just did it again. Are you all right? Because as your flatmate, I need to look after you. Wait, do you need a Pepsi? Are you sure? I'll share. Okay, I'll just go and get all my bags. This might take a while. It takes a second to coordinate. You can take that one. No, not that one. It's really... Well, it's kind of heavy. Get the pillows. And I'll get the rest and... Oh, you're such a good friend. And I really like you. And... What? Of course I love you. You're doing it again. Anyway. Let's get moving. Because I need a Pepsi. I don't have a problem. I just need a Pepsi. Yay!